Hello, this is Will from Opinion Research. We are interviewing voters in Ohio about important issues. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
What is this about?
It's a survey about important issues taking place in Ohio, such as some laws about abortion and other subjects.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, thank you. Just to make sure we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 and 29, 30 and 49, 50 and 64, or 65 plus?
30 and 49.
Thank you. The media in the United States generally classifies people as white Anglo, Hispanic, Latino, Black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself?
White.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino ancestry, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Are you currently registered to vote in Ohio, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. There was an election in Ohio on November 7th of 2023. Did you vote in that election, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Still a long way, but the major election in the country will be the presidential election taking place on November 2024. How likely you say you are going to vote in that election? Very likely, somewhat likely, maybe, somewhat unlikely, or not likely at all?
Very likely.
Thank you. In your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States? Jobs and the economy,
economics.
You know, wages?
Oh, sorry. Okay. Jobs. Economy.
Okay. Yeah. Everything that has to do with the economy. Okay. Thank you. When did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election? On election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks, or months before?
Months.
Thank you. In just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing that was the most important reason that you decided to vote, what that will be? In your own words.
I think it matters.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a summary of one of the issues on this year's ballot in Ohio. Please indicate how you voted on this issue. Issue one, summary. Provide a state constitutional right to make and carry out one's reproductive decisions, including but not limited to decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, and continuing pregnancy, and allow the state to restrict abortion after fetal viability, except when necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health. A no vote opposed amending the Ohio Constitution to provide a constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions. Based on that summary, how did you vote on issue one, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. In your own words, can you please tell me why you voted yes?
No, not really. I voted yes.
There's
because
no...
I don't believe in it.
Okay. You say you voted yes on issue one in November 7 election in Ohio. When exactly did you decide you were going to be voting in this issue? On election day, a few days before, a few weeks before, or months before?
Months.
Thank you. I'm going to read to you some different ways that some people might have heard about the election this year. Please tell me if you have experienced any of these. English language TV ads, English language radio ads, English language online digital ads and videos like YouTube, social media like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, phone calls or text messages from volunteers, someone coming to my door, billboards and yard signs, direct mail, family members or friends talking about the election, church, social clubs or community
all of
groups.
The above.
Okay.
I've seen it on all
okay.
Of them.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Mhm.
Next. When considering an issue that specifically focuses on reproductive health and abortion access, whose opinion or perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as believe to be the most credible? Friends or family, healthcare medical professionals, faith religious leaders, women in general, women who have experience in abortion, men in general, men who have experience in abortion with their wife, partner, girlfriend, elected officials, Planned Parenthood, pro-life organizations, social media influencers, celebrities?
Friends and family.
Friends and family, okay, thank you. Did you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7th election in Ohio that specifically impacted how you were going to vote in this election, yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you will vote on issue one, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. In your own words, can you please tell me why?
Why what?
Why you never had
mind?
A doubt? No, why you never had
a
doubt?
Because that's just how I believe.
Thank you. Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you will actually vote, yes or no?
No.
No, okay. Once again, in your own words, can you please tell me why you were so sure that you were going to vote?
I always vote. It matters.
Thank you. Next question. I'm going to read to you a series of messages that were used by both sides of on the issue one debate in Ohio. After I read each... Oh, come on.